This is Gracelyn Keller with the Becker's Private Equity Podcast, and I'm excited to be joined by recurring guest Richard Kess today. Rick is going to speak with us about the trends that he's currently watching in the private equity space. So Rick, if you could take a moment and introduce yourself, and then we can get started.
Yeah, thanks, Grace. I'm Rick Kess. I'm a partner in RSM, and RSM is one of the leading providers to private equity portfolio companies and the funds themselves, and we perform audit tax and several different consulting projects across that spectrum.
All right. Well, thank you for joining me today, and I would love to hear some of your thoughts on the key issues you're currently watching in the private equity space.
Yeah, I'd say the two big issues that we keep kind of watching are employment numbers, and the, you know, with the June jobs report that was just released, you know, I think that was a big kind of signal to us that, you know, we're still adding a lot of jobs. I think we added 372,000 jobs last month, which is in line with the three-month moving average of 375, and was significantly higher than what the expectations were. The expectations were closer to 268,000 jobs added. So I think that was good news in terms of, you know, recession fears and things of that nature, but potentially bad news in terms of interest rate effect. It probably will signal that the interest rates will likely continue to rise over the next, you know, 6 months or so. And, you know, that I think that will have some impact in terms of lending capacity and other things that folks will continue to kind of monitor. So I'd say the two biggest issues that we continue to monitor are jobs and how that is impacting the overall economy, and then interest in the interest rate environment that we continue to see.
And do you see any relief from that coming soon, or do you think it will be a couple months to maybe a year or two before we do see relief from that high interest rate, the inflation, and the job issues?
Yeah, I think our economists are kind of predicting that the interest rates will continue to rise, and probably, you know, to the 3.25 to 3.5% range, and then likely halt at that point and kind of ride it out and see what the effects are. So our expectations will continue to rise for the next couple months, and then hopefully, you know, maybe by the winter, we'll see some relief in terms of interest rate increases, and we'll see where the economy kind of normalizes after that.
Wonderful. Well, Rick, thank you so much for taking the time to join me today on the Becker's Business and Private Equity Podcast. And thank you for joining me.
Of course. Thanks for having me.